Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, Patty. Oh, that's not open and resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance, I'm seeing new beginning, and I'm seeing a job really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not. It's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move is a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow-up for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No did, way!
I did!
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Raise Your Vibration Weekly Broadcast. I'm your host, Adam from Adam. I'm happy to be back on the air. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Friday night, a full moon happening here in the northern hemisphere of the planet. And I'm happy to be joined by the lovely one and only Patsy Aguero, hanging out in the sunshine state of Florida tonight. Welcome back to the show, Patsy. How's it feeling? How are you doing this week?
Oh, my God, I have so much energy. You just need to tie me down or I'd float away. How are you, Adam?
Well, somebody tie her down. I am great, Patsy. I have a wonderful, beautiful week. I usually, Patsy, I'm not a fan of the fall because I love summer so much. And usually the fall makes me really sad, but I have truly enjoyed this weather that we've had this week here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's been really beautiful. It's been some an amazing, beautiful night. Clear skies, just a really good time to reflect and get still. And I've been working on a lot of self-care over the past few weeks. And this week, I feel like I was able to accomplish a little bit more balance in taking care of myself, not feeling too guilty and learning the balance of becoming selfish and taking self-care. And I feel like I had so much progress this week than any other week I've had in a long time. So today was a good week. Now there's some more tweaks I got to do now that I'm back in grad school. I want to be able to take that self-care, but I don't want to slack too much on my academic requirement, as well as some other things we're doing here with the movement and the weekly meeting and the meetup group. Man, Patsy, I feel so refreshed and because I've been taking care of myself, and it makes all the difference. I feel like I've been more clear with my readings. I've been more in tune with just the spirit promptings of throughout the week, my day-to-day little journeys. So it's been self-care really works. I want to encourage everybody to begin to take care of themselves, and I'm looking forward to my ongoing progress and development and learning how to take care of myself while I'm here doing the work of service on this planet. So that's been my week, Pat. I'm really proud of myself. It's taken a long time for me to get here, but, man, it really pays off. So that's what I'm feeling this week. What about yourself?
Well, my friend, I think we need to remind each other of this, you know, because sometimes I think it's real important that when we come to have an aha moment, like you just said, you know, about you starting to take care of yourself and feeling better, that we have to keep reminding ourselves about that, that what was the cause and effect, you know, the fact that you took care of yourself, now you're feeling better. And I'm in the same boat. I started Weight Watchers, you know, publicly announcing it a couple of weeks ago, and I'm doing really, really good. And I couldn't understand why I was so high this week. I am so excited, and it's because I'm taking care of myself. And I didn't realize that until you said it right now, because I'm like, oh, it must be the barometer, you know, or something. It's exactly what it is. I haven't had sugar this week, and I really focused on taking care of myself. And also, I'd like to share with everybody out in our little radio world that I'm a hoarder, okay? I have about four major big sheds outside filled with junk and stuff and stuff and stuff. And heaven forbid I don't have, you know, 250 pencils at any given time or whatever. And I'm an art teacher, so I always want to have stuff for other people to use. And now I'm realizing that I robbed them of them choosing their own supplies, you know, of them being responsible for themselves when I'm constantly just carrying them along. And I'm having a lot of realizations about letting go and how, you know, this is a time of the year that's a letting go time, you know, letting go of stuff. And I've been listening to this book on tape, which is really amazing. It's about, it has the word light in the title. I can't think of the name right now. Before the end of the show, I'll mention it. But I wanted to kind of paraphrase a couple of things that this man talked about in the book. It is a story, a fictional story. And he talked about, you know, our brain is locked in clear darkness, and it just floats in a clear liquid inside our skull. And it's never in the light, yet it constructs a world of just full of light and color and movement. And, you know, it's like, it's amazing what we see, what comes out of our brain. And this little spark of light just builds a wonderful world for us. Just this, the brain, just this, whatever it does, how it knows how to build light for us. And I was reminded of, you know, being in the dark, you know, that this, he also tells a story about coal, you know, about, you know, coal for heating and everything. And he says, consider a piece of glowing coal in your stove or wherever your fireplace. And that chunk of coal was once just a green plant that lived like a fern or a reed that lived a million years ago or 2 million years ago or 100 million years ago. I mean, can you imagine 100 million years, he said? And then every summer this plant would live and caught whatever life it could by getting the sun's rays and things like that. And he transferred the sun's energy into itself, into twigs and stems, because the plant just eats light just the way we eat food. But then the plant dies and it falls in the water and it decays and turns into peat, and the peat turns into, starts getting harder, and it's folded inside the earth for eons and eons, which is like a month or a decade of our whole life was just like a puff of air and snap of two fingers. And eventually the peat dries and it becomes like a stone, and somebody digs it up, and, you know, you put it in your, if you live up north, you put it in your coal burning stove, and or maybe you carried it there. But now that sunlight, 100 million years old, is heating your home. Open your eyes, concludes, and see what you can see before they close forever. And it was just shocking to me. Open your eyes and see before they close forever. And it's just that whole story about the coal, that life just goes by in a snap, in a moment. And the fact that our brain, this gray matter that lives in the dark, can produce such beautiful light and colors and magic. And, you know, who are we to even, like, complain about stuff, you know? Get off your arse and do something about it. A British person would say arse. But, you know, Adam, it's all about gratitude, you know. It's all about being in the now, yeah, being in the moment, and knowing that everything's impermanent. It's going to change, it's going to change, it's going to change. So enjoy the ride. You know, I always say we've got the e-ticket at Disney World, the best ticket there is. So I'd like to maybe talk to our listeners tonight about how they let go, or perhaps like when dark moments arise in your life, how do you bring up the light? What do you do to get back in the light? Or do you realize
that's
that sometimes Yeah, sometimes we need the darkness, Adam, so we can see the light, you know? We need that dichotomy. So what do you think about,
you're
how
right,
do you handle that?
Well, Pastor, for me, you said it, gratitude. Gratitude. Nothing can bring light to a situation like gratitude can. So usually, Pastor, when we're in a dark moments are usually when we get very confused about what's happening in our life, and we begin to get really, really separated from feeling positive, feeling hope for our future, and feeling a sense of freedom or peace. And that's what most people feel, a dark moment, when your happiness is taken away from you because either you're not able to get some type of gratification that you're seeking, whether it's ego or material or physical, but every human needs a certain amount of gratification for our lives, or you're not able to feel like you're advancing in life or increasing in life. And when you feel those moments or opportunities that's taking away a sense of feeling like you're advancing yourself, that can bring you into a dark moment. Or when you feel like you just can't take care of yourself, if you feel like you can't take care of your physical, your needs of survival, whether it's food, shelter, clothing, and those things trick you up and bring you into darkness. But if you can begin to realize, okay, well, where is this dark moment being triggered from? Am I feeling like I'm not being able to get pleasure from a certain amount of happiness, a certain sense of gratification, whether it's come from just the fellowship of friends, whether it's the fellowship of a romantic interest, whether it's the fellowship of just enjoying and indulging in some sense of pleasurable activity. And if it's that, then you want to find out what can you be thankful for that you can do. Well, I can still write and draw. I can still go and watch a funny video that I get pleasure from. I still have a good friend I can call. And if you begin to find out, first identify where is the dark moment coming from, because it's going to be one of those three things, I guarantee you, Pastor. It's going to be that you feel like you're not taking care of yourself, you're going to feel like you're not advancing, or you're going to feel like you're deprived from some pleasure. And if you can connect which one it is and then find out, well, what other option exists for you to be grateful for in that moment? Well, you feel like, well, I may not be able to eat, but you realize, you know what, there are places that's giving food away. I'm thankful for some friends that have some leftovers, whatever. If you realize, well, I don't feel like I'm advancing in life, but if you can take a moment to recognize and to look to see, well, where have you grown or advanced in your life? And then if you realize, well, I'm deprived from pleasure, well, there's something right access. So when you begin to do that and find gratitude, you're bringing more light into those moments and those things, and your mood will shift, and that light when you bring in that gratitude is going to open up more opportunities for either pleasure, more opportunity to feel advanced, because you're going to say, man, I just accomplished something. I just overcame a dark moment. And that's going to take care of you feeling like you're not advancing. And then you're going to watch how the universe magically brings your needs met into your life when you start being gratitude. And then you're going to see these dark moments just literally disappear. And that's what I do, and I would encourage everybody, if you're ever in a dark moment, go to gratitude. And a lot of us have different dark moments that trigger. For some people, it's feeling deprived of pleasure. For some people, it's feeling deprived of taking care of their needs. And other people, I deal with a lot, they just feel like they're not growing, they're not advancing or increasing in life, and that puts them in a dark moment. But whatever it is, identify it and begin to be grateful for what you have and watch how magically your life can change. So for me, Patsy, that's what I do. I go to gratitude. And for me, I feel like my dark moment's coming. I feel like I'm not advancing, and I'm not feel like I'm able to take care of my physical needs. My material, financial limitations put me in a dark moment so quickly, and then that triggers me feeling a sense of I'm not advancing, I'm not growing in life. And that's really a temptation for me where a lot of my dark moments come in at. Pastor, how do you handle dark moments in your life? How do you bring in more light?
Well, you know, that's one thing I'm so excited about this show and these conversations we have, because I have a lot of aha moments right here on the show. And what my go-to is food. That's my first thing. I don't drink anymore. I don't drug anymore. You know, I'm not having wild, crazy sex yet. And so I better not talk like that on the air, right? Anyway, what I want to do is get rid of the pain immediately. Or if I start to feel some anxiety, I'm real aware that that's what I've been doing. Now, I knew it on a conscious, you know, I knew it intellectually for years and years and years, you know. But I'm really watching it now. I'm starting to be like the hawk. I'm pulling myself away and watching what I'm doing. I'm watching these patterns. And it's pretty amazing, just like you said about, you know, taking care of yourself and all of a sudden everything feels better. It's not that the world changed. I changed. And so I can't handle the situation if I'm going to dump some kind of fix on top of it, like food or drugs or sex or workaholism or shopping, you know. There's a lot of things and addictions that we do so we don't have to face these challenges in life. And so I haven't had a lot of challenges lately. As a matter of fact, somebody told me, if you had your dream come true, your wish, what would you love to have? And I said, I can't think of a single thing that I need today. Not at all. I'm really, really happy. I have Social Security that I live on. I live within my means. You know, I have family and friends. And there again, I go into that gratitude thing. When I'm into the poor me, poor little Patsy, when I turn that over to gratitude, you're right. I can see that other side and I snap right out of it. And sometimes I have to look at myself from far and say, you need to shut up right now. You need to look around and see what's available to you. And of course I go to God. I always go to God and I just say, show me what I'm supposed to see. Show me what I'm supposed to do because I'm not getting it. But my first knee-jerk reaction is to try to stuff it down, shove it down. So I heard this story one time. This mother tells a daughter, I need you to go and take out the garbage. And they lived up on the second story of this apartment building. And the daughter left, and then she was back in a second. The mother said, I thought I told you to go take that garbage out. She said, well, I didn't have to take it out. All I had to do was shove it down. And boy, that meant a lot to me because instead of taking it out, taking the trash and the garbage out of my brain and what I'm thinking, it would just be easier just to shove it down. But then the easy way turns to be, you know, the painful way. And it's like in the resistance, the pain lies in the resistance to not looking deep. And this is the time of year to look deep. This is the digging time, you know, go deep within. And I was shocked when you said that spring was your favorite. I don't know why. I think everybody should say fall is their favorite, you know, because of all the Halloween. But I like drama and costumes and stuff, you know. So
I love the summer. I love the summer, and I love all the long days that you have to stay outside and be with your friends and cook out the fellowships and playtime and stuff like that. So, and but I'm so passionate. I know you're about to say I'm interested in knowing what our guests or our callers who are sharing their Friday night with, what's their moment and how they like to turn their dark moments into light, and how do they bring in more light to their dark moments? Is it through gratitude? Is it through meditation? Is it through mantras? So I'm excited to go in the air and join, I'm excited to let them get on the air with us and join our conversation. And as well as we usually do, we'll offer quick insight into your life for all those who are calling in and sharing in our conversation tonight. So let's go to our first caller, and those that last four digits are 7410. Call the last four digits, 7410. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tasha. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Tasha. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm flying, girl. Have you been listening to our conversation?
Yes, I have.
Well, tell us now, you know, when dark moments come to you or arise in your life, how do you bring the light in? What do you do?
Prayer. I do prayer, and I listen to music and try to think about positive, you know, thoughts and just pray.
Well, that's a great go-to. So on a scale from 1 to 5, how quickly do you think you turn that around? 1 being the worst, 5 being the best.
How quickly?
Yeah, like, you know, the minute you realize you're in that predicament, you know, how long does it take you?
I'm going to tell you, it might take 2 days, but honestly.
So you what would you say, you're on a 3 or 4 or?
I would say as I got older, I don't know. How can I explain it? When I got older, it's taken a longer time to bounce back like I used to, because it's like your patience is kind of wearing thin. So, I wouldn't say 3.
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking, just the way you said, because some people hang on to that and chew onto that bone for years. You know, they're just not going to let it go. And, you know, you get a resentment or anger or whatever, and it totally blocks their lives, you know. And, you know, there's a saying, would you rather be right or be happy? And I've got to the age that I would just rather be happy. And if they want to be right and jump up and down, let them, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm looking here at some cards for you, sweetie, and you want to hear what I got to say about that?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know what's going on, but I see kind of a union going on, you know, maybe like a marriage or a connection with somebody on a spiritual level and a physical level. Are you looking to date somebody? Are you starting to date somebody?
To be honest, I really would like to, but what's going on is lately, I don't know, it's just it hasn't been working with people. I don't know why. Maybe it's preparing me for that.
Well, I see it. I see it coming up real soon. I'm going to ask you just to act as if that perfect person is right in front of you right now, okay? And when you do your meditation, ask your higher power or your spirit or whatever just to show you what you're supposed to see, because I see a union for you, okay? And I see a really strong sense of like a marriage or community, a get-together or celebration, you know, something like that. So I think you're going to form a partnership with somebody that's going to be real, real valuable to you in the next, I'm going to say, the person's already around you, to tell you the truth. And I think the person's in a group that you're in or something like that, like an organization, not necessarily work, but some kind of special interest that you're in that they're in. And it's a lot of people, so you're not noticing the person, but I think the person's already noticed you. So keep your eyes open.
That's funny, because I've been hearing that for a while, but I really don't know who it might be, and you know, I've been trying to figure it out, but I know that the dates that I've been going on have been like awful.
Well, you know what? You got to, you know, they say kiss a lot of frogs before you meet the prince, right? So a part of this is you letting go of control. They say your next card is all about that you're restricting yourself. So when you do your meditation, open your hands up. And there again, just say, God, what do you want me to see? If I'm supposed to be with somebody, just let me know. Because I think you have a lot of rules about relationships, so maybe if you just relax, you're laughing because it's probably the truth.
It is.
Yeah. So let's see what Adam has to say about that.
Hey, Tasha.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, good. Thanks for sharing your Friday night with us. You know, Patsy, I did pick up something about a relationship, but I did feel like it was more so associated with work. Something dealing with work. A lot of work energy is coming up with you, Sasha, and it's dealing with jobs and quitting jobs, but a lot of your past work experience. Did you recently just quit a job or start a job or trying to figure some stuff out with your career and job?
No, I just got off of work and I said I was quitting it. Like, I want to say 20 minutes ago.
Okay. All right. Well, it came up very strong, so be really careful. But with manifesting that, because it came up in your energy field. But if you really aren't satisfied, I will encourage you maybe to begin to look at another job. Because I honestly, as I tune into it, I really feel like there may have been a door or opportunity for you to begin a new line of work or a new job in a new environment that's more harmonious to your gifting and to your personality. And I think in that new environment, there is some connection or gate or some network that's going to allow you to meet a high quality partner that resonates with you that Patsy was picking up.
But do you see do you know what field it's in or like what it has to deal with? Because I'm trying to figure out where I'm about to apply. Because you know how you hate a job so much, you just want to change the whole field. You don't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, I feel like this should have happened between the last 6 or 3 months. Like, I feel like 6 months ago, you should have really, really begun to start looking, and then 3 months ago, you should have had a new position. I feel like you've been putting it off and delaying it and almost like making yourself suffer for no reason because you don't trust yourself and past decisions in your past. But this job field is something that you've been either you've done before, you've been trained in it, but it's something very connected and ingrained in you. So it's not a lot of, I don't feel like it's something new, but it's something that you already know how to do or something you went to school for, you got some type of certification in, or you've done before, got some type of training in. But it's something that is a part of your field and that you've already done.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Hello?
Yeah, it actually
Hello?
Does. Yeah, it
okay.
does. I'm sorry. I had to mute you. I had background noise.
Yeah, so I would encourage you to go back to that field, look for that job, and really begin to trust yourself and realize that you've got to kind of honor that path and honor that part of yourself. Because you're not choosing to honor who you are by staying in your current position.
Now, what field you said? Because I couldn't hear you.
Well, the field is I'm not getting exactly what field it is, but it's something that you've been trained in or certified in or studied or have already been exposed to previously.
Okay, that makes sense. But it's like what I'm doing is social work, but prior to that, I didn't really want to do it, but I like to do so many things, I'm just not sure what it is, you know? Because I like a lot of things, music.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of beauty and hair and grooming and all of that line of industry, makeup.
Yeah, I was starting that up as far as the hair thing, but I stopped because of the investment.
Well, I will look back into that in some form or fashion, whether you have to go back to school for it, but that whole arena will be something that you can do well in. Even starting a business selling some type of hair care products or something dealing with personal grooming products and personal grooming line. That's something
yeah.
that you, and accessories and stuff like that, you can create a career in. But it's time for you to really start taking care of yourself, putting yourself in the right vocation, okay? Thank you so much for sharing your Friday
okay.
night with us, Light and Progress Journey.
Wait a minute. Hey. Adam? Tasha, before
yeah.
you leave, I just want you to say, check with the public education system because they have cosmetology in the public schools for free.
Okay, so do you think, because, you know, the thing about it is, do you think it's more beautician? Because I wanted to do that as a child, but as an adult, like, I just made the wigs. I didn't really.
You can do that, but, you know, you can get a license just to do makeup or just to, you know, do nails or stuff like that. But I agree with Adam. I think that'd be perfect for you.
The hair
so just
care.
Check into it. It doesn't cost you anything to make a phone call.
Okay. Okay.
And use your
creativity,
honey.
You know what? That's so
funny.
I always hear that about the hair business and stuff like that. But it's crazy because I've been in school all my life. It's, you know, but other things like, well, I've been in school for a very long time for, like, social work, and it's like I hate it.
Yeah, you got all the talent. So just get on that phone this Monday and make some calls. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And that's something for you to work on this weekend to prepare to make those calls. All righty?
All
have
right,
a great
well,
weekend,
you so
honey.
Much.
You're welcome.
You too.
You're welcome. All right. Our next caller, Patty, the last four digits are 0820. Caller, the last four digits, 0820. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Lala in Los Angeles.
And what's your first name?
Lala in Los Angeles.
Hey, Lala. Didn't I talk to you last week?
Yeah, but I had a different question. And I told you I was following you guys. So
I love it.
I got the alert, and I was like, I love your show. I'm like, I'm sitting home before I go out. So
I'm loving it.
Thank you guys.
You want to ask me a question, or you want to talk about, you know, how you get out of those dark moments? What would you like to do tonight?
Why are you mentioning dark moments, girl? That was last weekend. Anyway.
It's always dark and light, right?
Well, yeah. Well, that's life, right? You can't predict it. I wanted to get feedback regarding love and possible cities to live in. That's all.
How about San Diego?
That
came up
place,
for me.
I won't go there, but it's a beautiful place.
Interesting. I've never been there, but that's the first two words that came up. San Diego, very interesting in my brain. Well, Florida's awesome. You can come and visit me. I love living
there.
Here. Oh, good. Good. What city?
Orlando and Coral Gables, Miami. I'm from New York, so I know Florida very well. You know, we go back and forth.
Oh, good. Good.
Where are you about?
Well, I'm in St. Petersburg, right on the water.
Oh, I heard
so
it's beautiful. My friend's been there.
It totally is. I'm looking at these cards that I pulled for you, and very interesting that you asked about relationship, because one of these cards is a spiritual card, and it's all about total transformation. Like, the stuff's got to hit the fan, and it's coming fast. And you're probably going to go through a period of a little bit of anxiety and depression over it, okay? Because it's going to blindside you a little bit. We had talked about that last week, about being blindsided. And I think it's going to be one of those things that it has to happen in order for you to get your highest good. You have to just go down that little slump for a little bit. And I don't think it's going to be anything that's just like a death or somebody dying or anything like that. But I think it's about you totally letting go of some things that you've been holding on to. And you know exactly what they are, you know. And it
I
looks
went through
like
that
just,
last weekend, actually.
Well, you're on your way up, because it's real clear that it's like a major breaking up, a death of an idea or thought or something that you've been hanging to for a long time, and so now it's time to let it go. And the two cards that I chose were both about that, but then the last card I just drew three cards. Was all about love and creativity, and you just being overwhelmed with compassion and love. And so there you go. Fasten your seatbelt, because it's going to be fabulous. So
okay.
Just keep your eyes
it.
Open. It's really, really good for you, Lala. So I think this is a real high time for you. So I'm going to turn this over to Adam, because that's about as succinct as I can get. It looks really good.
Thank you. I do like someone.
You're welcome, honey.
Well,
Adam?
I saw you in a place that's right now. I know that you said you were in a dark blind side of last week, but this week I'm seeing you finishing that up so you can move out of it, get out of it, and move on to a beautiful, beautiful future that's waiting for you the next few weeks. But right now what's been required of you is to really do some inner transformative, radical forgiveness work. That radical forgiveness work is coming up all over you. As soon as you started talking, I started seeing all these bright pinks around your voice and these violets. And that is, for me, that's the color that's representing total radical forgiveness in regards to anyone over the past week that has really caused you some type of tough, sore spot that you really want to begin to release them. And it's going to keep you open to manifest a more beautiful, harmonious relationship, whether it's with the person that you're forgiving or whether it's with somebody new. That's unclear, but what is clear is you have to begin to facilitate within yourself radical forgiveness to some people or a person so you can move really forward these next few weeks and not have any blockages or any unforgiveness that block your energy field from attracting you and keeping you in the vibration that's keeping you along with love and experiencing harmony in your relationship, an intimate relationship.
Okay. I'm not mad at anybody right now. I just had a very bad mood last weekend from frustration.
Okay.
Maybe letting go is letting go of where I'm living because I've been holding on to that for a long time. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what that forgiveness is. I really felt some inner work, inner spiritual forgiveness work, radical forgiveness. Were you mad at yourself about something? Were you being hard on yourself?
I can be quite self-critical. So yeah, I just felt like I feel lonely here, and I felt so like frustrated in my loneliness, and I was like, I can't keep doing this. And I think like I just realized, you know, if I have to move, I just need to move. Whatever I need to do to make myself happy.
Okay. Yeah.
And I did help somebody who hurt me in the past.
Okay, good. Well, stay in that type of vibration where you're being as compassionate to other people and forgiving to other people and put that same forgiveness to yourself and watch the universe begin to open up and reveal to you how you can bring in more happiness at your location and your place. I didn't really pick up a lot about moving for you as much as I picked up being clear on what you want to experience within yourself and make sure that you're doing all you can do to experience everybody. Experience the most you can out of the place you're at now before you leave it.
Okay. And you guys were saying that, like, well, you didn't say this, Adam, but you guys were saying that I'm like that love is, you see love coming in the future. Is it somebody I know or is it somebody new?
This person is somebody
new. I see a lot of love coming. I feel like it's somebody that you already are interacting with. That's what it feels like to me.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be interesting what happens because we're on the opposite sides on that, so we'll see. But you got to let us know, Lala.
So you're saying that it's somebody new?
I say it's somebody you don't know, and Adam said it's somebody you do know. So we're going to see how it comes out.
It kind of makes sense. I don't know the person physically, but I know them. I've been interacting with the person I'm thinking of, or it could just be somebody totally new.
All right, we'll find out, Lala. Thank you again for joining us this Friday night, and we look forward to the update.
I look forward to listening. Thank you so much.
All right,
bye.
All right, our next caller, last four digits are 7483. Caller, the last four digits, 7483. You're live on the air. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Adam. Hi, Pat.
Hi,
hey,
Tanika.
Long time. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good, good. It's so good to hear all these old familiar voices now. I just wanted to say that what we were talking about, that book that I had been listening to is called All the Light We Cannot See. And tell me about the light for you, Tamika. How do you find the light in your life, you know, when you're in a dark moment?
Lately it's been kind of hard to find that light. But I think I kind of get my motivation really just staying prayed up. trying to find understanding and a lot of things that's going on around me. Like I said, it's kind of hard to find it lately.
And so for you, it comes from an intellectual understanding, or is it something to do with spirit, or
spiritual.
What kind of understanding? Spiritual understanding?
Spiritual understanding. Whenever I'm feeling what you would say, I guess, with grief, I get that little flash of someone next to me and like a swift of air that gives me that push to go on.
Mm. Wow. So 1 to 5, where do you think you are? 1 being that just takes you a long time to get to the other side, and 5 being you just can turn it around really fast.
I'll put it at a 3.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. So I'm looking at some cards here for you. So this is pretty interesting. These cards that I keep drawing tonight are almost, they're not the same card, but the same kind of feeling. And this whole thing that I see coming up for you right now is, it looks like you're going to another stage of your life right now, you know, that you've completed a big, big chunk. And I think that might be the down part, the grief of the completion. I don't know if it was something you were studying or a relationship you got through with, but it looks like there's something, a big lesson that you've gone through, and now it's time to suit up and show up, you know, get back on the horse again and start to feel that sense of accomplishment instead of, you know, a sense of grieving. And I see some traveling, you know. I think you're going to do a little bit of traveling in the next 6 months. Do you have some kind of plans going on in the holidays that you're going to travel somewhere or in this early spring, really early?
Not just yet, but me and my parents have been talking about taking a trip.
Well, I see that you definitely are going to travel, so that might be the trip. And but I also want to tell you that it's time for you to start some planning. You need to really do some concrete planning, you know, because I think this travel is tied up with it. Maybe you're going to see something that's going to shine a light on something else you might want to shift into doing. But for sure, this is pretty amazing. I see that you're emotional. You're going to feel real secure. And your next card, it looks like, because of the traveling and what you're going to see, is going to give you some kind of peace. And you need to use your intuition more. And I think that you've been turning your back on that a little bit. So it's time for you to raise your vibration on that. And you can raise that by being a little more compassionate with other people, you know. And that's that gratitude part, you know, being at one with other people, and how can you be of maximum service to spirit. And it'll get you're in your own way right now is what's going on. So, and I think that you know that, but let's hear what Adam has to shed some light on that.
Well, Pastor, you know what? We are really synced tonight on this in for Tanika, because everything you're picking up, I was picking up. One, the first thing over the limb I was picking up is that, Tanika, I don't know what you've been going through, but you're showing up in my layout as a person who's gone through some things, and they weren't pleasant, but you gained more wisdom in the past 3 to 6 months or year than you have in the past decade. Okay, and I'm not trying to belittle your decade or say whatever, but I am seeing such a vibrancy of wisdom now that you have gained. I don't know if you're aware of it, but your whole world perspective is very clear, it's a beautiful focus. Like there's just some wisdom gold that's been harnessed in you through some stuff that you've been through. It's coming up very strong, almost like we need to have you on our show as a guest to offer wisdom to people. That's how you're coming up right now, okay? Whatever the stuff you've been through.
Oh, wow.
But you need to begin to tune into it and recall it and rewrite. Patsy said create or write or something, but whatever word she said was resonating with me. But I'm getting that you really need to begin to rewrite what you want your life to look like and to be about. And your intuition and your faith need to be really you have it. It's been developing you now. I don't think you realize it, that you've been giving a greater sense of faith and intuition, and you really want to be able to tap into it more on a more day-to-day basis. You've been really asked to trust God, and you've really been asked to clarify and name that relationship, deepen that relationship with a name. Who are you praying to? What are you praying for? And begin to write this thing down. And basically right at this moment, you're giving a wide open sense of you made it through a storm. You may feel like it's not over. Or you may feel like, well, what do I do now? But it's almost like you're giving this green light to create your next life for yourself. How do you want your relationships to be? What do you want your relationship to look like? What type of relationships will you not tolerate? What relationships will you tolerate? How do you want your relationship with your family to look like? It's just time to put all the wisdom that you've got from the past few years and you put it towards writing a brand new script for yourself. And within 3 to 6, if you do that, I'm seeing you literally living in a new character and a new world by the time 2017 gets here.
Oh, wow.
But you're going to have to begin to kind of recreate. It's not going to happen idly. It's going to happen with you really saying, hey, this is what I want my life to look like. This is, put it in a journal and begin writing it down with the affirmative sense of thank you, God, now that this is here. Thank you, God, now that my life is like this. Thank you now that my relationship with my children is like this. Thank you now the relationship with my partner is like this. Thank you now for the opportunity to travel. Thank you now for the opportunity to be involved in entrepreneur like this. If you begin to write those things exactly how you want them to be in the sense of thank you, you are going to be able to manifest a lot, and especially write them with the wisdom that you now have about what you know you really, really need in your life, because you now know, the Spirit's giving me more information. They're saying that you now know for sure what you need and what you want and the difference between what you want and what you need.
Oh, wow. And it's strange that you say that, because you told me to do this some years ago when I first met you, Adam. And
really?
That's what I did. I wrote something out that I wanted to be manifest, and I'm starting to see it now.
Beautiful.
And I'm starting to see it full blossom. And not only that, as you was talking, when you started your class and I came to your class and you guys told us how to tap into our intuitions and all and our visions, and that has stuck with me for a while, and a lot of things have actually manifested from that. So I have been seeing in a spiritual eye differently. So you pretty much on tune with that.
Okay, well, good. Well, I'm encouraging you to continue to do it and to make it happen. It's gonna you have a really good opportunity right now with all the stuff that you've gained. Well, my friend, it's good to hear your voice. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. We'll be looking forward to hearing the update from you.
All right. How are you guys?
All right. God bless you. All right. Bye-bye.
Happy weekend.
All right. Our next caller, the last 4 digits are 0847. Caller, the last 4 digits, 0847. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. Call the last 4 digits 0847. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
What's your
can
name?
You hear us?
Oh, hi. This is Annette.
Lynette.
Annette.
Where are you calling
yes.
from, honey?
I'm calling from Boston.
Okay, I can hear a lot of background for you. That's why I'm
all right.
Hear us.
Okay,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me turn my fan. Let me turn
okay.
my fan off. Sorry about that. All right. How's that?
Good. Lynette, have you been listening to our conversation tonight?
Yes, I have.
And so, on a scale like 1 to 5, when you get like dark moments and rise in your life, what do you do to get back into the light?
Oh boy, I What I do is that I disengage. I mean, I kind of step away for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I meditate. And I pray.
Awesome. Awesome.
That's very important for me. Very important.
And so on a scale of 1 to 5, what do you think you're at? 1 being that you, you know, don't pay attention to it. You stick your head in the sand. And 5 being you jump right into spirit.
Because I'm still a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that I'm going to say a 3.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I think everybody so far felt they were a 3, even myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that is a good work in progress because that's right in the middle of the boat, which is really nice and safe. But I got to tell you, some stuff's happening here looking at some cards for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you ready for it?
Yes.
So talking about your little recuperation, your little contemplation, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You need that rest because
yes.
Even when we're resting, our mind is rejuvenating. You know, it
yes.
rejuvenates the body and everything. So we're really never at total rest because our mind is working. And even when we sleep, you know, we're repairing our body. So I'm going to tell you,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's an explosion's about to come for the good. I'm telling you, like a ripeness, a richness, a total femininity, abundance for you. This is a
yes.
high spiritual card. And, you know, a lot of times it's about people being pregnant, you know, when,
mm-hmm.
and you could be pregnant with ideas, with thoughts, but it's time for you to go into some kind of natural environment. Is there any
yes.
way to get away from the city for a little while?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So I'd
mm-hmm.
say run as fast as you can. Go there
mm-hmm.
maybe this weekend and go sit by
mm-hmm.
some water or be around some woods, but something that's going to rejuvenate you even more because
mm-hmm.
Your creative block that you've had in the past is going
mm-hmm.
to get a big crack in it. Okay. And the light's
yes.
going to come through that. You're ready.
Yes.
You're just ripe. You're ready.
Oh, yes.
But
it's so true.
There's a man that's going to help you with this, a very creative man, okay?
Mm.
So keep your eyes open because this guy is like a visionary and
wow.
an entrepreneur type of person, and I think that he is going to see something in you, and he's going to help you out. And it could be somebody through a bank or something like that that wants to give you some
that's-
money for a project.
That's
or it could be something in the school that you get some kind of scholarship. But I think it's a
mm.
male figure, and it's an older man, not
mm-hmm.
a young guy. And I think
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be a love relationship, but I think it's more
mm-hmm.
of a mentorship. Okay?
Wow.
But I think you're on the beam, girl. So you're,
thank you
you're
so
being
much.
Rewarded for your meditation and everything. So
yes.
just look at
wow.
it, and don't be distracted by this holiday stuff. Okay, all this partying, all this stuff, because it's time for you to reap some of the rewards. So take in all
yes.
these ideas and just add them to your bag of creativity. So
wow.
what about you, Adam? Do you see this abundance around her?
Actually, I do. I see her embodying in a lot of strong energy from her solar plexus, and I'm feeling like her willpower is going to be the thing that's going to have to really put her through. Her intention and her sense of will... Her intention and ability to set her will to what she wants is going to open up that abundance because she's giving
yes.
off a lot of power right now from her solar plexus. It's coming off really strong, really healthy. And if she utilizes that sense of willpower and that intention of what she wants and set it and believe it and act towards it and act
mm-hmm.
on it towards every area of her life, really, I am definitely seeing that abundance come through, absolutely.
Wow.
It's within her right now. If she can just follow through with her intentions and act on them, be very, set the intention, act on it, and embody that sense of confidence and that sense of discipline to do what needs to get done to
yes.
take care of what you need to take care of.
Yes, this is
okay.
The two of you are so right on because I'm starting to feel I'm at the point where I am accepting who and what I am.
Mm.
And I'm like just kicking things out of the way.
Woo-hoo!
It is not, I'm very serious. I'm like, I am not playing. It's like, I'm just not accepting it anymore. I'm not.
Awesome.
You know, and I know there are those around me that are not liking it. They're not liking
well,
it.
Well, I would tell you for right now, I would tell you to stay in that space. So, and then they can, you can share your blessing and your fruit with them, and then they'll be appreciative of it if you choose to do that.
Yes. Yes, I'm going to be very choosy about sharing that with. I'm very choosy because to me it's very sacred, and I can't, like I've done in the past, I've shared it with people who haven't earned the right to partake of it. You know, I don't mean to sound egotistical, but it's sacred to me. What's happening with me in my life and where I want to go and who I want to be, and it's just, I'm just not. It's too sacred for me now, and it's very personal, and it's very sacred, and I can't share it with everybody. You know, so I'm starting to honor where I'm at and the space that I'm in. But yeah, I do feel that change is definitely coming.
Awesome.
It really is.
Your voice. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. I'm excited about your change, and we look forward to hearing about the update.
Thank you. Thank you both. Very,
right.
Very beautiful.
You're very welcome.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you. Have a great night.
God bless you. Many blessings.
Patsy, I can't believe it. We're out of time. I really can't believe it. We're out of time. My gosh, this show went by so fast. What a beautiful night.
Are you kidding? I wasn't even looking at the time, and I wanted to keep talking to her. Oh, my gosh. I'm excited about this conversation. We're going to have to double the hour of this show.
Yeah, we may have to. Well, Patsy, what would you like to leave our audience with? What concluding thought or message or thought of inspiration?
I'm going to tell you something that you love it. It's by Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us.
Absolutely. That's beautiful.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful.
So let's turn out the light, because this is Light in Progress coming straight to you over the radio.
All right, everybody. Remember, it's not your darkness that most frightens us, but it's the light. Embody that light. Bring light into the world. Bring light into your dark moments. We love you, and we wish you all the light and progress for y'all week ahead. Talk to you next week. Good night, everybody. Good night, Patsy. Love you.
Good night, Adam. Love you. Bye-bye.